Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Once upon a time, the guitar was popular music. Re-listening to Prince play that rock and roll Beatles classic at a Hall of Fame concert with Tom Petty and Stevie Winwood after his shocking death was a reminder of just how the guitar is not really so much a part of pop music today. For instance, in electronic dance music, or EDM, there's a $7 billion industry that comes together with samples, a drum machine, vocals, no guitar to be found anywhere. But something's changing, says John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck and New Sounds. There's a comeback afoot. In 2016, he says, just might be the year of the guitar.
In recent years, pop music has definitely taken a turn towards the produced,
right?
You know, the keyboard-based.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a guitar solo, it's kind of notable. You know, when Katy Perry put guitar on Roar, it was
That's right.
Of a big deal. So it seems like the guitar has kind of disappeared from pop music. But in fact, what's been happening is that you have these big lumbering dinosaurs that, you know, stride the world stage and everybody hears and sees them. And then there are all these like little furry creatures, you know, inhabiting the borders, the edges of the landscape. And that is where the guitar has never disappeared.
Let's talk about Y-Oak, who certainly benefits from producers running the show, but we've got an example of where the guitar emerges here.
Y-Oak kind of made its name with a song called Civilian. It was used for the trailer for The Walking Dead.
Mm.
The guitarist, Jen Wassner, who is also the singer, is an amazing guitar player. Listen to her in action.
More
is what we were saying when the album Civilian came out, John. But what they gave us instead was a turn towards keyboard-based music, much more pop-oriented, might have even had a little bit of an echo of 1980s new wave or even 70s disco. And there was some scratching of heads and gnashing of teeth among guitar fans. But recently, this year in fact, Y-Oak has gone back to the guitar. Jen Wassner has strapped on the old six string and is in great form on this new album called Tween.
You know, I love these arrangements where the percussion is in the foreground and you've got the guitar as the big sort of background.
Well, and with electric guitar, this really has become a way of using the instrument as an atmospheric effect. I mean, all those kind of jangly layers of guitar here, really rich, evocative soundscape for her voice and for the drummer. And that song is called If You Should See. And again, that's the band Y-Oak.
Great stuff.
One of the things that has happened in the world of acoustic guitar is a kind of renaissance of interest in what was known as American primitive. Now, you know John Fahey. You were
sure.
A fan of John Fahey,
yeah.
The late great American guitarist who started this so-called style. American primitive is a misnomer if there ever was one, because John Fahey drew on Hungarian music, Indian music, Indonesian music, and it was very sophisticated. There was nothing primitive about it. When he passed away, there was a kind of a sense of, well, who's going to keep this kind of finger-picking style alive? It emerges that Glenn Jones is probably that guy. He does a lot of work with alternate tunings. Nobody else can play. So that's Glenn Jones in a piece called Mother's Day. Now, that's on his 2016
right.
record called Fleeting, but what you're hearing is Glenn playing live here, downstairs in the green space in our ground floor
nice.
Performance venue.
You don't hear that much anymore, that kind of unaccompanied, just full-throated guitar there.
That kind of instrumental guitar style. It's not completely unheard these days. In fact, maybe we can talk a little bit about William Tyler. He takes that sound and amplifies it and adds a band to it. So he put out this album called Modern Country, which some people have taken to mean country music. I take it to mean just kind of a vision of modern America, both good and bad. And the title of this piece is I'm Gonna Live Forever If It Kills Me. That's William Tyler from his album called Modern Country, however you want to take that title.
So we got some women who have some serious electric creds here.
And you know, John, I think that is one of the things that has really sparked, if there is a renaissance of the guitar in recent years, it's been the idea that it is no longer this kind of male-dominated thing. We heard Jen Wassner of Y Oak a few minutes ago. And then there's someone like Trixie Whitley. She is the daughter of singer-songwriter Chris Whitley.
Yeah.
And a fine guitarist in her own right. And she put out a record this year called Porta Bohemica. And as you listen to this, I mean, keyboards are great, but if your lyrics are really acerbic, really acidic, you want an electric guitar.
A blind to the masterpiece of
kind of an anti-gospel.
It's got a kind of a stinging quality that I like a lot in this song by Trixie Whitley.
Surprise me, another one.
Well, how about Marissa Nadler? Yet another, you know, woman who knows her way around the six strings. And on her album, she actually has a bunch of dudes playing guitars. But the arrangements, you know, the sounds that are in her head are very electric, very atmospheric, and sometimes very loud. So there's a touch of 90s shoegaze, you know, that combination of kind of softly sung, whispery vocals and this wall of distorted electric guitar. That sound has come back a little bit in indie rock circles, and you hear it in that Marissa Nadler song.
One more?
Actually, yes. Luther Dickinson. His latest record, called Blues and Ballads, is a kind of return to his acoustic guitar roots.
Over the river on Horseshoe Lake.
There is no way you could possibly pin that song down to a decade. I mean, that song could as easily be 100 years old as 100 hours old. That's Luther Dickinson with Horseshoe.
You've been playing your guitar more?
I have not been playing it as much as I would like. How about you?
Two old men talking about guitars. Yes, the signature of the takeaway. Oh, that's great stuff, John. Thanks so much.
Glad to bring you some new sounds from this old instrument.
Yes, indeed. John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck and New Sounds.
The night is so long, some day is so long. Side by side in gravel springs. Did you hear the church bells ring? We were singing and dancing and crying in the rain. Laid side by side in gravel springs. The night is so lonesome, the day is so long. Bernice and Note the Turner caught the train and gone.